I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Eugene Symphony offers a unique evening of celebration called SymFest, which includes the return of conductor laureate and former Eugene Symphony music director Marin Alsop, conducting the symphony at the Holt Center on Saturday, April 2nd. SymFest also includes a pre-concert event with live bluegrass and beer and wine tastings and food carts and a post-concert dance and jazz lounge. Marin Alsop is here with me in the KLCC studios. Welcome to your old home, Marin.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, what aspects do feel like home when you return after all these years?
Well, I almost don't need my Google Maps, so that's pretty cool. It's such a little oasis here. But for me, really, it's all about the people and friendships and relationships. It's like, you know, when you have good friends and you don't see them in a long time and then you just pick up your sentence where you left off. That's what it feels like to me the whole week.
What is it about the Eugene Symphony that has made it such a good ground for budding conductors? You, Giancarlo Guerrero, Miguel Harth Bedoya, all have gone off to great worldwide success.
I think, you know, this is a real testament to the leadership at the Symphony, particularly the search committees that have been spearheaded by the wonderful Roger Sadak, who is so insightful and knowledgeable and I think understands what the community and the musicians need in terms of a leader and a musician. We're three dramatically different personalities, very, very different conductors, different people, and yet I think we all brought something unique to Eugene, to the symphony, to the community that enabled the organization and the orchestra to grow substantially during all three of our tenures. So, you know, it's not as though they're looking for a cookie-cutter person.
In this Saturday's performance, the pieces you've chosen seem to have some personal significance as well as musical significance. What kind of a program were you trying to create for your return here?
It's not a sit on your hands, behave kind of concert at all. It's much more of it's more like tapas than, you know, heavy meals. Although that said, the Adagio to Mahler's 10th Symphony is not really an appetizer. It's a substantial, entree. And even on a short program, which it is, we still have four pieces, and they each are really complete entities unto themselves. Even the four-minute opener by John Adams, A Short Ride in a Fast Machine, it's a piece that I did hear when I was music director and a piece that I continue to love because it illustrates and represents, I think, the best in American music. You know, it's a groove piece, and it's fun, it's clever. It's all those great things that America really is. I just need to remind everybody about that. Then following that with the Adagio from Mahler's 10th Symphony, this is the last symphony that he wrote, and he really only completed to a certain degree this opening Adagio. So the reason the Mahler is there is for a couple of reasons. I conducted my first Mahler symphonies with the Eugene Symphony, so that's an important landmark for me personally in my career. Leonard Bernstein, my teacher and mentor, had a very close connection to the music of Gustav Mahler, having reintroduced it to the Vienna Philharmonic. It was really out of the repertoire, and he brought it back to life. So that's a nice connection. And then, of course, following with a piece by Bernstein himself, On the Waterfront. And this is the only film score that he ever wrote. This is a suite from the film score. It was a film with Marlon Brando. And for those young people out there, it's a really great film. You got to check it out. It's the where he has, says that line, I could have been a contender.
That movie line should have been, I could have been a conductor.
I'm not sure that was Marlon Brando's aspiration. But. And then we're going to close with a short piece that I rediscovered in the early 1990s by a jazz great, James P. Johnson. And this is a piece he wrote for orchestra and really demonstrates my love for American jazz.
music there from James P. Johnson's Victory Stride on KLCC. I'm with Maren Alsup in the KLCC studios, who returns to conduct the Eugene Symphony this Saturday, April 2nd, as part of the 50th anniversary celebration, SymFest. Do you think it has changed in recent years for women who wish to be conductors? It was such a hard path, I would imagine, at the time.
Just saying that alone gives you some insight into the kind of rebellious and revolutionary spirit of the people looking for a music director here in Eugene in 1989. That was pretty bold for them to engage a woman in that leadership role. I think it's been a very, very slow ramp up, let's say. You know, I looked around 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and about the same number of women were at the top of this field. But in the last, I'd say, 3 years, I've seen a dramatic change in the quality of women on the podium, in the level of skill and artistry and confidence. I'm seeing the walls come down much more quickly, and hopefully it's a pathway to a new landscape.
Another thing that's been really too slow to change in the orchestra world is the clothes in which people are performing. And I know you've been involved in trying to update those. Tell me about that just a bit.
It's really treating the musicians as athletes. You know, instead of having to wear, for people who've never worn tails, they're very cumbersome. You know, you have many pieces, they're hot, it's hard to move. So this is formal wear that you can wear. You look really sharp, really, really classy, and yet it feels like running clothes or pajamas.
Well, thank you for being such a key part of that first 50 years, and welcome back to town.
Thank you.
Maren Alsup, who returns to conduct the Eugene Symphony as part of SymFest, a multifaceted celebration, this Saturday, April 2nd, as part of the Symphony's 50th anniversary. For more information on all the events, eugenesymphony.org, and for more on Maren Alsup, marenalsup.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.